They are called the Backcountry Horsemen. Their work is something that may have impacted you, and you never realized it. And once you hear about what they do, well, you might be inclined to help them as well. It's an interesting story that takes place in some of the nation's most remote areas. And it's today's edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. Founded by farmers nearly a century ago, they're committed to keeping us safe and protected. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. That's why we created short videos to help address those important topics. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where they'll help you see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 1970s, there was concern that many backcountry recreation trails would be closed to horses because of the extra need for trail upkeep. Stu Sorensen was one of the earliest members of something called the Backcountry Horsemen.
A bunch of the horsemen got together and said, look, if we don't do something, we're going to lose the whole country. So the Backcountry Horsemen started to clean up the backcountry and pack out garbage that people left and protect it for everyone. And so horse would have the place back there and they wouldn't be eliminated.
It has grown to an organization with groups of horsemen in most U.S. states doing similar work to what the Montana horsemen began.
All volunteer. To assist the Forest Service or the government in taking care of the backcountry for all people. They couldn't. It was a problem. They couldn't handle it. And so they started shutting it down.
For Stu and the horsemen here in Montana, it's annual volunteer work to get trails ready for visitors.
Well, first thing in spring, you got to cut all the trees off the trail that blow down in the wintertime. That's the first thing, to open the trails. And then you have to clean the drains, and shovel the drifts, and move rock.
Some trails may be several dozen miles from a road. It requires horses and mules staying in the backcountry for multiple nights. And in some wilderness areas, no motorized vehicles or even chainsaws are allowed, meaning Stu and the horsemen will be using crosscut saws to remove those trees. In a year's time, the backcountry horsemen can cumulatively donate over 200,000 hours of work with a value of over $12 million. In fact, since its inception, the group has totaled about 7 million hours of volunteer time working to keep up and keep open the nation's thousands of miles of trails for humans and horses alike. Driving the Countryside in Columbia Falls, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.